The world is facing some serious challenges. By 2050, massive population growth is expected. And we will need to feed 9 billion people, or we will risk being at the threshold of conflict and starvation. Will this generation of kids be ready to take on the task of eliminating malnutrition and providing food security? Will they be prepared to come up with solutions and innovations to climate change, unemployment, and the most complex issues that our society faces? Who will help us manage our resources more efficiently and sustainably going forward, from here to the next 20 years? It's your kids. It's Milan and Sasha, my kids. And it's those 250 million kids at risk who need us to tip the scales back in their favor. Today's babies will drive tomorrow's business. Today's babies, with their future productivity, will fuel tomorrow's economies. Their capacity to contribute will shape tomorrow's societies, will solve tomorrow's problems. All of you here today have a critical role to play. So what can you do? Let's face it, in this room there are some of the most powerful people in the world, and definitely I'm convinced that you know what it means to be ahead of the curve, and you can be tremendously influential. We need to apply the brains and strategies of business and the assets and the human resources and the talents of your companies to do social good and to solve social problems. All of us need to pick up where governments leave off. That's the only way. And that said, it's not about letting governments off the hook. On the contrary, it's about re-engaging them. But we have to take the first steps, because as business leaders, as business people, we have the ideas, the agility, the organizational skills, the manpower, the female power, of course. When we started building schools in Colombia, we chose the most remote areas where there was literally nothing. There was no paved roads, no potable water, no electricity. And where historically the government had checked out, we checked in. And we decided to build not only schools, but state-of-the-art schools. And we decided to include ECD as our key component. And we created comprehensive programs, a comprehensive model that included as well school feeding programs, parent and teaching training,